Implementing risk response plans. Preventive action plans that are never implemented are useless. However, many plans remain just plans. Failure to implement preventive or contingency plans is a risk in itself. Organizations need to assign an individual the responsibility of turning a plan into a project. This entails defining the goals for all stakeholders and setting expectations. For example, setting improvement targets and what the plan will and will not address, winning final project approval and release of funds, and exercising project management to execute the project. The plan's relative level of success against its goals must be measured. The risk response plans and risk register should be updated. For example, by removing irrelevant risks from the list, modifying probabilities/impact, or other appropriate action, coordinating supply chain risk management, and sharing risks. Part of implementing risk response plans is to ensure that others in the supply chain are dealing with risk on their end as well. It is important to decide how to share supply chain risks among partners. Transferring and/or sharing risk can be a reason to create some type of alliance in the first place, or it can occur after a risk coordination committee makes recommendations. Risk transfer should be made on the basis of which party is best suited to minimize the risk or respond to a risk event. The goal should be to minimize overall system risk, not to minimize one's own risk at the expense of other partners. A global multi-industry risk management project approved by the former Supply Chain Council devised a number of best practices for coordinating risk management in the supply chain, many of which are fundamentals of risk identification and assessment. For example, it advocated that risk management be a formal and systematic process coordinated among partners to reduce the negative impact of risk events on the supply network. It also advocated for visibility and quantification of risk between supply chain members through processes such as joint risk identification and contingency planning. Exhibit 7-20 lists some of the other best practices resulting from the study. These practices also support SCORE registered trademark. Exhibit 7-20, Risk Management Best Practices. Source: Supply Chain Risk Management Team, Supply Chain Council, Inc. 2009.